is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole.
Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Intuitive Medical Healing with Jane Phillips, heard on alternate Mondays. Jane is a medical intuitive, life coach and paranormal investigator. Call in right now for your free medical intuitive scan and energy healing treatments on the air. Dial 646-595-4274 now for your free session. That's 646-595-4274. Please welcome Jane Phillips back to News for the Soul.
Hi, Jane. How goes it?
It's gone okay. How about for you?
Also in the okay zone. Hanging in there. Crazy stuff. Crazy.
Yeah.
And with that, it says, you know, when the energy is crazy, things get affected, so keeps me on my toes.
Are the lines working today?
Well, I've got your first caller in the queue, so if you want to do a little intro, we'll get you on.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody, to Intuitive Medical Healing with Jane. I am Jane Phillips with Geyser Living. It's my own company, and I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico area, and certified medical intuitive for the last 12 years, and I do some paranormal work also, removing entities from people and homes, and as well as being a psychic medium. But the purpose of this show is to help anybody out there who maybe has some physical issues that they're not able to answer to. We might be able to help you with that. Also, if there's some emotional issues as a result of what's going on in the world right now, I'm able to help maybe remove some of the triggers that are causing you to maybe react more strongly than you need to and prevent you from thinking logically about what your next steps are. So I look forward to helping as many people as I can on this hour call, and I'm ready for our first caller.
All right. We have caller on line one from New Jersey. You're now live with Jane. What's your first name?
My name is Pamela.
Hey, Pamela. You're on with Jane. How can we help you?
Okay. You know, I think with the situation that's taken place with the 19, at times I can get a little antsy. But outside of that, I try to meditate as much as I can and just to stay focused and not to really watch too much of the media. But there are times where it is stressful because you really don't know. Well, I don't know, you know, from day to day, but I do try to stay positive.
And so how would you like some assistance today from me, Pamela?
I think I am holding probably the stress and my lower back because I tend to have pains there from time to time. So I think it may be fear, just the weight or stress in my lower back that's taking place.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a look right now. Actually, I'm going to get my better pendulum, so hang on.
Okay.
To see what's going on with your lower back. And so you're an empath, right? Do you know what that means?
No.
Being an empath. Okay. So people who are empathic, and this is for everybody who's listening to the call, there is so much going on the planet. It's not just in your city, but it's all over the world right now, that we have a mass consciousness that's pretty strong, and there's in some component, there's a very big fear factor that's going on. People who are empathic can pick up other people's energies. They can pick up the mass consciousness energy or the planetary energy going on unconsciously, you're not necessarily purposely doing it, and it can store in your body.
Right.
So one of the things I'm going to want to do for you right away is just clear your energy field so that we can neutralize the ill effects of mass consciousness upon you and take some of that level off of you. And then when you're feeling stress, I'm going to give you a little something that you can do to release the energies that you're collecting, because you don't have to. Empaths are people that the reason you're picking up other people's energy is it's a really, you get a lot of information from it, but if you don't know how to release it, a lot of times what we're doing as an empath is we're trying to help the planet in some way by taking other people's fear and holding it ourselves. But it's one thing to get the information, like to read the book, but you don't need to store it. So for all of the people listening, before I start clearing Pamela, if you feel like you're picking up other people's energy and you've got enough of your own thinking going on, one of the protocols that I was given probably 10 years ago that so far has worked for me as an empath and for other people is to understand that we receive information with our left hand. And we can send information with our right energy, that is. So if you're picking up information, it's coming usually in through your left side, you can close your hand just in a fist, a gentle fist, and just sort of command that you're not going to pick anything up for a bit. And then you can take your right hand and just drop it toward the ground with your fingers pointing toward the ground. And just imagine like you're taking, you're letting all that stuck energy that's not yours flow out into the planet for recycling. So you just ask to release any energy that's not for your best and highest good into the planet by dropping your hand down and just letting, just imagine like you're pouring water out of your hand. You can imagine a watering can, right? And you're just letting all of that energy out. That's going to help a lot of people who are empaths release the energy that's coming into them because of the mass consciousness right now. And it will give you something you can do when you can't think of something else to do, right? And you're already doing a lot of things, Pamela, by meditating and all of that, keeping your energy high, but you still might be, as a light worker or an empath, picking up things. So did that make sense to you? To just drop your hand down.
Yes, I was doing it as you said that, so I understand. Okay, go ahead.
And for people, the way I found out that it really works is you go to weddings and funerals, and there's usually a lot of emotion there. And a lot of times, especially at funerals, I would get really overcome, right? And I wouldn't even, I was with my husband, and it was his business associates whom I'd never met, right? And it was the wife, so I didn't know that it would feel like I'd known that person who died my whole life. And when I could do this with my hand, I no longer needed Kleenex at the funeral. Right. So it's so when you're in a situation in a crowd or you're going to an event and all of a sudden you're picking up extreme sadness and you don't know where it's coming from, consider dropping your hand down and just you're helping transmute it for somebody. So you are helping, but you don't need to keep it. So you can just let it. And sometimes for a whole funeral, I would just sit in the pew of the church with my hand just draped over the edge so people didn't really notice and consciously just help process the grief out.
Okay, so I fully understand.
Let's go and just make sure that the mass consciousness energy that you're picking up, which is making you antsy and stressful, and showing up in your lower back, that we can get that out of there. So, and then we'll look and see if there's other things I should do. So first of all, hang on. I'm just going to find – I'm using a gold pendulum, a gold hue pendulum, and I just want to get hooked up to your energy field with it. So hang on.
Okay.
While I do that. All right. So, are we okay? So, I'd like to go to Pamela, And anybody else who's listening, you can benefit from this healing too. So if you're choosing to be cleared of any energy that's in your way right now, you can. So I'd like to go to Pamela and take away any negative energies or entities from her.
Okay.
In the name of the light, take them to the other side, give them appropriate treatment, and move them on to the realm where they need to go. Pamela, if you could mute your phone while we're doing this, we're getting background noise.
Sure. Hold on. I'll do that.
All right. And then I'll have you come back. Thank you. So take any negative energies or entities, take them to the other side, give them appropriate treatment, move them on to the realm where they need to go for Pamela. Take any dark energies or entities that might be on her and take them to where they need to go for healing and remove them from her. Take any dark forces, you don't have that, demonic forces, you don't have that. Remove any parts of Pamela that might be under the influence of the dark side or anybody else who is listening in who wants this healing. Remove parts of you from under the influence of the dark side. Remove negative energies and entities and dark energies and entities. And for Pamela and everybody else who's listening, neutralize any non-beneficial energetic patterns affecting everybody and Pamela. We ask this in the name of the light for all aspects of you, all time frames, realities, dimensions, inner dimensions, galactic, intergalactic spaces, and parallel universes. Neutralize any curses that might be affecting Pamela or anyone else listening. And curses is just, can be just somebody is angry at you because you cut them off, you know, in the grocery store or driving, and you weren't aware that you did it. So it doesn't have to be a big deal. So neutralize any curses. Take any negative thought forms that might be present in Pamela and anyone listening. Remove those and turn that into pure love. So the vibration of love and compassion that's showing up in so many ways around the planet is actually healing. And it's healing the planet, but it's also healing you. Your immune system is stronger when you're in compassion and love and peace. So the more that you can put yourself there, even if it's a little bit of an effort, the stronger you're helping your immune system without having to worry about other things. Of course, drinking a lot of water is helpful right now, but just sending love out to the world, sending love to yourself. Turn all of these energies into pure love. Neutralize any non-beneficial or negative astrological influences affecting Pamela and anyone listening. Banish the spirit of any non-beneficial emotions affecting Pamela and anyone listening, including fear and anxiety and stress. To banish the spirit of these non-beneficial emotions or terror. Banish the spirit. Deactivate the life force of these non-beneficial emotions and scramble the frequency of their survival and reproductive intelligence. Turn all of the neutralized energy to this point into pure love, trust in the future, and compassion. All of this neutralized energy into pure love, trust in the future, and compassion. Now I'd like to go to Pamela and everybody else listening, and I'd like to neutralize the ill effects of mass consciousness upon each and every one of you. Neutralize the ill effects of mass consciousness. So mass consciousness can be the planetary thinking, the thinking in your town that is non-beneficial, that's non-supportive, that's fear-based, that's all of the good mass consciousness we're keeping. So neutralize the ill effects of any consciousness. And I'd like to go to Pamela and everybody listening and bring everyone's frequency to their ideal frequency. The word frequency gets misused sometimes or used differently. I shouldn't say misused. So if you are too afraid, too angry, too whatever, too ramped up in your own way, bringing your frequency down to its ideal puts you into a calmer place. So we ask that everybody, Pamela's frequency and everyone else, be brought to their ideal frequency. We ask this in the name of the light, in the name of 100% white light, and we ask that all of this work be done for all aspects, everybody listening and Pamela. Okay, and I'm just waiting for my pendulum to stop. And I'd like to do one more act of just send just general healing energy out to everybody listening and Pamela. This will just take a minute or so. Keep sending energy, healing energy. And if you're listening, just take in the energy that is for you. It's all for you, each and every one of you. And let that flow into your body. Accept it. If you're not ready to receive this, you won't. You have to want to receive this healing energy, but I'm sending it out to everybody that I can. There we go. Okay, Pamela, you can unmute now.
Thank you so much.
All right. How's your lower back doing? I want to see where we're at right now.
It feels better.
Okay.
I'm sitting up straight. My body's in alignment now.
Is there any residual energy, stress that you're feeling there?
No, not at all. Not in my back. Everything seems to be fine there.
Okay.
Maybe a little tightness in my bicep, but that's it.
Okay. So just focus on your bicep.
Okay.
And I'm seeing which way we want the energy to go, to flow. I think I'm going to try and pull it. I don't always know if it's going to work, but I'm going to just reach in. I can see it's sort of an energy block. So I'm just reaching in. With my hand and just disturbing the energy, getting it to be loose. And we're just going to pull. I'm going to see if I can pull it out. And you can imagine that it's drifting out of you kind of like smoke, like just a little energy that's leaving your body like smoke.
Mm-hmm.
For your best and highest good. Sometimes I run it down your leg or up your torso. I didn't think we needed to do this. But just let that out. Okay. Just keep your focus there for a few more minutes. I'm going to do some extra healing with that. I'm waiting. There. Did it shift at all?
Yes. I feel tingling, like a tingling in the tips of my fingers.
Okay, good. So what's happening is as the energy, when we have pain in my world, there's usually blocked energy that's causing it. Certainly we have injuries that are part of it. But as you're able to release this blocked energy, then your body's energy system, your immune system starts to repair itself, basically what starts to happen. But you've let go of the energies that you've collected from around you that were stored in your back. And depending on who you talk to, but one of the teachers I ran into years ago said that when we have stress in our lower back, it's often related to financial issues. And with what's going on planetary-wise, there are a lot of people who are feeling financial hardship right now.
Right.
And so if you're picking up those types of energies, the fact that it would store in your lower back would make some sense if what I learned years ago was valid, and I think it's somewhat valid. So if you're starting to feel stress in your body, again, just make sure it just as you're starting to feel it, just put your hand down and try and release it and before it gets built up so that it gets stuck.
That's great. That's easy to do.
Yep. So I hope this helped. Is there anything else that we need to do here?
No, it helped a great deal. I appreciate everything you've done, and I just want to say thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling in, Pamela.
Sure, thank you. I'm happy to help.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let us know how you're doing. Feel free to call in. Jane's on every second week. Next, we're going to 610. What's your first name, and where are you calling in from?
Shayna, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that rhymes.
Okay. Shayna in Pennsylvania, how can I be of assistance today or help?
I was just calling in to share some ideas on about feeling groggy.
You said you're feeling groggy?
Yeah.
Did I hear you right?
Yeah.
Fully alert.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long has that been going on?
I would say like the past week, and I think it's because I've been stuck in the house.
Yep. So is it, I'm getting the image that it would help for you to open windows, but how cold is it in Pennsylvania? Because I'm Southwest, so it's not quite as bad here.
Yeah.
Do you open windows? Are you in a place where you can? I'm going to work with you too, but that was just not something that popped in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it sounds, are you at home with children too?
Yes, I am at home with children.
Yeah, how many children do you have?
Three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
And they're young, yes?
Yeah. I have two younger ones.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me see. Groggy for me can mean stuck energy also, but I want to look. I'm going to get quiet. My guides are saying there might have something to do with nutrition with you that we might want to, I might want to give you some ideas around. And it's pretty hard being stuck at home, especially if you have two younger children, because you need to kind of be alert for them. Because, you know, so I appreciate that. Let me just check in here a minute. So, okay. All right. Let me see here. Okay, so when I, Shannon, look at your head, it looks like it shows up as congested, but that's the word I'm using. It shows up as more foggy. It doesn't look clear. To me, which, of course, if you've got a lot of stuff going on in your head, that having congested energy up there isn't going to help. So the first thing I want to do is have you imagine opening the top of your head sort of energetically. You might see like you're the top of a salt shaker, little holes. Right? Or you might see bigger holes. And I want you to just imagine that there's a little there's a white light above your head, and there's a little vortex, a little vacuum that's pulling the stuck energy out. And I'm going to see if we can get it out that way. So just imagine that all of this groggy, foggy energy that's in your head is being sucked out by this, into the white light by this vacuum. And I'm going to watch and see if this works. So it's like clearing out, using the exhaust fan when you've cooked your dinner and you burnt something, right? So just imagine how that goes out. So just keep your focus on that the best you can. And I'm watching that go out. Okay, so it's still going, so just imagine, because your thought process helps it move. Okay, it's starting to clear up in my mind's eye at least, so I'll check with you in a minute. All right. Were you listening before when I did the energy clearing?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm not picking up. I'm picking up that you got cleared when I did the work with Pamela. So.
Yeah.
So, check how groggy you feel in the moment. Did anything shift for you? And it's okay if it didn't. I feel like something happened. But.
So actually, I felt a little bit different from prior to me calling in. So prior to you speaking with me, I had a little bit of a slight headache, and that went away. The headache went away.
Okay. So prior to calling in, here, kind of what happens for anyone who's listening, I should have mentioned this. When I'm doing energy clearing, as I did with Pamela, it's leaving your system, your body, usually through your head, through the top, through comes out the top, it flows up. Sometimes it goes out to the planet. But if it gets stuck, you can get a headache. So if anybody's listening to this call and they have a little bit of a headache from the work that I just did, do what I just did with Shannon and imagine that you open the top of your head in a safe way, and that you're sending this stuck energy, just let it drift out to a white vortex above your head. It'll help.
Mm.
So I did get for you, Shanna, that right away that there's something around your diet that will help you kind of deal with this quarantine thing that so many of us are going through.
Okay.
So, and I don't want to put you on the spot because everybody's got their own choice around food, and so this is not meant to be judgmental, but I'm trying to figure out what it is that you might be eating that they might tell me that might be creating more stress with being in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So hang on.
Okay.
I'm getting the impression that it might be helpful if you were eating more green type foods like lettuce and all of those things. And I realize going to the store is not as easy right now. So, would you say that you're eating a fair amount of vegetables or not right now?
I'm not, and that's partially because of what's available right now at the grocery store.
Right.
Not to make excuses, I would say it's been about a month
No, it's not for that. So here's what I was getting. We're all in kind of a lot of us are in compromised situations. I have a little more freedom because I'm in a smaller community, and it's not the same. I don't have children. So one of the things I might offer for you as you're able to, when you're able to go to the store and things are limited, I'm going to check some things for you. They keep showing me green. Right. So anything that you would buy that would be green, even if it's like celery or peas or whatever, if those are available. But I'm checking because I'm eating a lot of squash right now of different types, and that may not be your thing, but I want to check to what degree would doing squash-like vegetables like acorn squash or butternut squash or those kind of squashes, I do get they'd be beneficial. Like I'm getting the,
uh-huh.
anything you can eat that's green in color is going to help you. It's going to help you maintain your immune system better, and it will also probably help with your stress and help with your fogginess. Also, although because I've cleared a lot of stuck energy off of you, you might not have to deal with that quite as much.
Okay.
Do you have a grocery store that's close?
Yeah, I do have a grocery store that is close. I have a few of them that's pretty close by.
Okay.
I noticed that the bigger grocery stores is what has less things available, and the smaller grocery store that I went to today for, like, the first time, I haven't been there in a while, had more things available compared to the bigger ones.
Right. My experience locally is there's some of the smaller stores or locally here in Santa Fe are Whole Foods, and we won't get into whether people like Whole Foods or not, but some stores are better managed or better able to kind of access produce than others. So it might be that we end up finding a smaller store, and maybe we pay a little bit more, but we're careful with how we use the produce. Like, we use it up a little bit better, or we take care of it in a way that it'll last longer. If it's possible to start getting a little more green and vegetables in your diet, will be helpful. The squashes and all of those things give you a lot of vitamin A, as well as carrots. Usually carrots aren't that expensive. Celery is really good for your immune system and doesn't add a lot of calories also. So I don't know why they keep doing celery,
yeah.
but it feels like it might be, some of these things might be a little more budget friendly. But I'm thinking that will help you. And then if you're picking up energies from other people, you can use some of the protocols I recommended. So.
Okay.
But is there anything else?
No, that was the only thing that I was wondering. I mean, you're not answering any questions about anything specifically, are you?
I'll answer a specific question if you want to.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, how do you see me in my relationship? Like, am I going to?
I'll just explain. This hour is medical intuitive sense, but if you stay on the line, in half an hour, we're doing the psychic love doctor doing reading. So that's
right.
The first time I can reach that time.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Shana, sorry. I am answering questions, but I want them to be health and medical related for this call.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So I'll bring you back on
the
next
hour. And the psychic love doctor is right after this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So stand by, and we'll bring you back on. Let's go to the next call. We have Andrea on line 7. Andrea on line 7. Are you still there?
Okay. Yep, I'm here.
Welcome. You're on with Jane. How can we help you today?
Hi. Actually, I was kind of curious what I was going to bring up. I thought it was my back. Like upper back, but it's not. I think I'd really like to focus in on my stomach.
Okay.
Really the intestines, actually. I'm in quarantine because I traveled, so I've actually been quite okay for the last week. But it is an area, especially I'm a healer, and I want to really move this energy through and to be the most of service to myself and others.
Okay. So when you talk about your stomach and intestines, what symptoms are you having?
Mostly on the right-hand side, sort of like it was a cramping, stabbing pain.
Okay.
Mostly on the right-hand
side. And it's
still lower.
Yep. I'm going to see if I keep picking up left side, which happens to me sometimes. So in the moment, what is the cramping, stabbing doing?
Right now I'm good. I know when I get out of quarantine, maybe I get back to my normal diet, or I'm kind of quarantined in my healing space, so it's a good space for me.
But I
do know, since telling Nicole, I had a client cancel. You showed up on my screen, and I thought, okay, this is what you're supposed to be doing right now. Trust. And it kind of right now, it reverberates a little bit to the upper back. It is on the left, but upper. And it's, kind of stuck energy. That's how I'm feeling.
Yep. All right. Let me see what. Let me hook into you just a little bit better, Andrea. So hang on a minute here. Okay. Okay, here we are. But you're not in pain now. I'm wondering if some of the work that we did eliminated some of that. But you've got something on your left. It's going up the left side of your back?
Yep.
Okay. I'm trying to see if I'm going to get a good picture of it. It's not showing as dark. It's showing as it's showing as white light. But let me see if we can send some. I'm just going to try and use my gold hue pendulum to send some energy into that area to do some healing. I'm going to see if I can get anything loosened up. Because what I'm getting is it's trying to, what was stuck in the right side cramping and stabbing area is trying to release. And I think it needs to go, it's going to go up all the way up your left side. So I'm going to just see if we can loosen the energy path so it can leave you and get unstuck. And you're probably, as a healer, you're probably picking up universal energy too. It sounds like you do work by phone.
Yeah, and I'm one of the show people. Yeah, I'm also on News for the Soul.
Okay.
Yeah. And I do it by phone, internet.
Same as what I do. All right. So I want you to just, as you're focusing on your... Oh, there I am. I'm totally reversed. It's left, and I can feel it now. Okay. All right, there we are. Found it. I'm going to go in on your left side, and I'm going to see if I can loosen it. It's showing lower left for me. I'm feeling it in my system. Hang on. If I can get it out. Okay. All right, now pulling. So what we want to do is get this energy to flow up along your spine and up and out. So just keep your focus there, and I'm going to do the same. Oof, here we go. Just keeping my focus. All right, I'm seeing a flow going. So I'm just kind of keep pulling, see if we can get this loose. My pendulum's quick, so let's see. So just kind of pay attention to that left side and see, or right side, sorry, and see how it's doing.
Yeah, I actually felt ground. Two things happening. It released through source, through my crown.
Yep.
But it also grounded. It just I just went straight down. And actually, it's interesting. I actually was curious if it was actually throwing. It was actually guided towards, I don't know, this thing, towards my heart center, talc-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed a little nudge there.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of heart-centered activity that is happening right now. That's helping the planet through what's going on. And so you're part of that. You're part of helping. But so just a question is, right side cramping, stabbing. I'm thinking that this might relieve what's been going on in the stomach and the intestine.
Mm.
So anything else that's going on that you want
no.
to
No, everything's so shifted. It shifts within the hour. Actually, within days, they've gone. They've shifted. Like
good.
I had feet problems, gone. Back problems, gone. Yeah.
So you're processing out. You're helping process out things that are happening on the planet, which is not fun sometimes. But
I've got my tools.
I think you're doing great.
Yeah, I'm using the tools. And I think it's so important to go and look for your tools and use them.
Yep.
I tell people, the analogy I use is a garden shed. Don't go out and get another shovel. See what's already in there.
Right.
What shovels do you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, so all my I'm using my tools.
Good.
Thank you. I'm glad I connected to Nicole and got to talk to her just a bit before we connected. And I'm so glad you're doing this work.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for
being on the line with us, Andrea.
Whew,
and good luck
nice.
With everything that you're doing to help.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You just gave me clarity on something I've been going through. And, Jane, maybe I'm going to get you to expand on this before we go to the next call. Because, holy
That's
crap.
Fine.
The processing out of, I have a litany of weird symptoms every 3 hours most days, like really weird, and then it goes away. Is that what's going on for empaths?
I think it is. Mine's different. I'm able to get out, and I don't know how many people are able to get out in nature in an easy way. I'm like a block from wide, wide open spaces and arroyos with no people for miles. But I'm in a subdivision of houses. But I can get out with my dog and get out. And I'm doing some planetary work, too, besides this, which out in the arroyos I'm being called to put love and light and peace into the planet in my own way. But, Nicole, I believe that the empaths, we're picking up the mass consciousness and we're doing our part at a pretty high level to transmute it for people. So, yeah, it can be pretty twingy. And
Can I add?
You're
to
really.
I'm still on.
You're still on.
Okay,
I'm still on. Can I add to that?
Yes.
What it's dealing with uncertainty. What even as healers and empaths, what we thought is just going with it and flowing with it, and trusting it. And you're okay. And use your heart energy. Ground to Mother Earth, ground to Father Source. Use that energy, alchemize. And
you've got to get grounded.
When I get out of here, I'm in the attic. When I get out of here, first thing I'm doing, I'm already making a list, is I'm going to hug a tree. I'm going to ground.
Yep.
I'm going to juniper.
Mm-hmm.
The grass is starting to show. I'm going to go touch it, feel it, touch Mother Earth, thank her.
Yep.
Regrid myself because I'm doing
really?
Good work too. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know,
yeah.
I'm so glad that
Thank you. Came
out, I wasn't really even putting those two dots together. So, and I will be calling you, Andrea, soon. And thanks for calling us today. You got to stick together. That's what this whole community is about. I'm just realizing that there's only 14 minutes left, Jane. So I'm going to whoosh to the next caller and see if we can help one person.
Let's
try 604, someone in my neck of the woods. 604, what's your first name? Where are you calling from?
This is Gurjeet, and I'm calling here from Surrey in British Columbia.
Hi, Gurjeet. You're probably just down the street from me. How are you?
Okay. So I was just wondering, like, I remain in a state of stress all the time, and I don't know what that's related to. If we could just look into that and see what help I can get.
Okay. And has that always been, or is it, did it start...
No,
recently,
it's like it's
when...
ongoing. It's like I get it less on certain days, and then it rises up again. And then there's this tightness in my head that I start to feel.
Okay. Ooh. So constant stress is, you're in quarantine, yes?
Yes, in
are
my
you?
House for
okay.
the last so many days, like haven't moved out.
Okay. And do you have any children there?
Yes, I have a little grandson, 1-year-old, and I live with
okay.
my son and daughter-in-law.
Okay. All right. I'm going to see if I can feel in. It's probably more than we can do on this call, but I want to talk about this as something that I do, and we'll see what I can do. I think I can probably do a couple emotion code things for you, which is, so what happens is when we're in constant state of stress, our system, our body has memories either that we came into this lifetime with or that were created over this lifetime that have impacted us, major traumas, minor traumas. And what happens is we all of a sudden get into a high state of alertness all the time. And so it isn't even conscious in your head anymore. And now we're in the middle of a, you know, pandemic, coronavirus, all this stuff. So that just adds in. And if you're at all empathic, you're picking up everybody else's stuff. So I'm going to see, because I can't, in the time we have left, do a full session with you, but the people who are listening, and I'll talk about it in a little bit, if you're really finding that you're reacting and you'd like to react less strongly or not, or at least be more neutral so you can think clearly, one of the things that I'm doing with people is removing past traumas so that you can think more clearly as to what to do while we're in this world event. But because of time with you, I'm going to see if there are a couple of emotional issues that can be removed that might take this stress level off and remove a couple of things. So I've got maybe 5 or 6 minutes, so I'm going to see what I can find. Is that all right with you?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. So the tightness in the head, while I'm doing this, you can open, telling other people when we have head tightness, open the top of our head and just imagine that pressure is, you're releasing the pressure valve and you're letting this energy out. And all you have to do is imagine it and you are connected and it will work. But in the meantime, because of our time, I'm going to see if we can do emotion code for you. And I get a yes. So from here, just a minute. Okay. So the first emotion I'm going to remove, when I'm doing emotions, there may be a time in your life, an age, that something happened that you think you're long past but is embedded and is adding to your stress. So I'm going to check. I got the emotion of terror, T-E-R-R-O-R.
Okay.
And I want to see if it's, do I need an age on this one? Okay. And again, when I'm asking for people to give me an event that happened at a certain age, you do not have to speak it out loud on this call. If you can just think of something, this will connect in. But one of the things I want to do is make sure that I have here, that I'm hooked in with you correctly. Okay. All right. So is terror the issue? All right. So what age? This is at a very young age. This is age 2. It might not be yours. It might be somebody else's, come to think. Is this an observed event with your mother?
Mm-hmm.
You may not remember anything from age 2, but you can observe something from somebody. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it would.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, I got a huge buzz around this. So I'm going to remove it. What I'm doing is I'm putting my hand 3 times over the top of my head, which is your governing meridian. I'm acting as you, as though I'm putting it on you. So 1, 2, 3. All right. So what we've done is take the emotional impact of terror that's stored in your body somewhere from age 2 is out. It's gone. And I'm going to see if there's another emotion that we can work with you. Yes. Okay. Take that back. I ask all obstruction and interference to be removed. Is there another emotion we can work with? Is there a hidden emotion, trapped emotion? Yes. Okay. So hidden trapped emotion from here. Okay. This one is unworthy. UNWORTHY. And is there an age with this one? There is not an age. So it's a general emotion that is stored within your body. I'm going to pull it. One, two. Okay. Okay. All right. Is unworthy. Is there another one we can remove? I'll try and do one more. And the answer is yes. Is there another hidden trapped emotion? Trapped emotion. Hidden trapped emotion from here. This one is fear, F-E-A-R. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking this is approximately age 10. Is there an event that comes to your mind around fear at the age of 10 for you?
Nothing that comes to mind at age 10.
Okay. So let me check. Is it observed? No. Is it yours? Yes. All right. Let me see if I can see Lynn. Because what we're trying to do is pull the event out of your subconscious library, so it's taking away your state of stress that's there. So I'm just gonna get quiet a minute and see if they'll give me. It feels like, and it's okay that I'm, if I'm not right, but it feels like there was some sort of an accident that happened, and maybe at age 10, that you witnessed, that created fear within you.
Yes, it could be at the age of 11, but nothing at the age of 10.
Yeah, but that's okay. Age 11, that's fine. That's close. So are you aware?
I do remember. I still remember it to this day. It was age 11, and it was. I don't mind sharing it. It was when the menstruation cycle started, and I was so fearful. I was so scared.
That out, because that's creating constant stress. Because it's still there. There's a part of you that's still there. So we have permission to remove that. So 1, 2, 3. So I got a big yes on this. All right. So we're going to probably need to stop right now. But I did this wrong here. You need to do to process this out is make sure you drink a lot of water after we call here. And you have just a minute. I want you to just walk around where you're at a little bit. Drink some water and come back. We've got a minute here before I have to get off.
All right. I've done that, and my head feels lighter, like more relaxed.
Okay. Because I didn't ask you what your stress level was when we started the call, but I'm going to ask my pendulum to show your stress level. At the beginning of the call was like 240%, if that's the number. Okay, which is big.
Very high.
Where is your stress level now? Is it about 70%? So for people listening, my pendulum doesn't seem to work with 1 to 100%. It works at numbers way beyond that. So I'm still showing that you have a high stress level, but I'm also showing by my pendulum and also possibly with what you said you're feeling that your stress level's been reduced, and that if you're in constant stress, it's possible that working with you off the radio show might be helpful.
Thank you so much, Jane. I definitely feel relaxed.
Good. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm glad I was able to help.
Thank you.
And keep in touch.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes.
Yep.
Jane's on again in 2 weeks' time. In the meantime,
okay.
Jane, you've got 2 minutes to the talk, so
I know.
I can see it.
Yep. So everybody listening here, I am trying to figure out the best way to serve everybody right now with the things that are going on. So I'm Jane Phillips. I am a certified medical intuitive, psychic medium, and a paranormal investigator, but the paranormal part is just removing energies off of people a lot of times. And if you're finding that you're not reacting well to what's going on in the world and you can't seem to not be stressed, this is where I come in and help. And so I'm doing sessions with people by phone. I've been doing phone work all over the world. So we can work within your time zone. I can work by Skype.